This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is, as we all know, just one president of the United States. But right now, it's all about the Romney-Ryan team on the GOP side. And seeing as how Governor Romney campaigns largely on his business record, do co-CEOs at companies actually work? Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji has that story.
4 years ago now, President Obama introduced Joe Biden as his running mate like this.
So let me introduce to you the next president.
He corrected himself a moment later, and just a couple of days ago, Governor Romney made a similar gaffe.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan.
Mistakes aside, we are all aware that constitutionally, there can only be one president. Co-CEOs of a business share power legally, either by terms laid out after a merger or they co-own the company.
In other types of organizations like politics, it's much more functional or informal, but it can be equally effective.
Stephen Ferris is a finance professor. He did a study about co-CEOs. Ferris tracked 120 businesses over a 20-year period. Those run by two heads had stronger returns. The key to success is what he calls complementarity, educational backgrounds and expertise that are different.
Some of the co-CEOs would maybe have primary responsibility, say, for manufacturing and the engineering and product design, whereas the other CEO might have more responsibility for marketing and distribution.
But Ferris is a finance professor.
Hello.
I called presidential historian Richard Norton Smith to see if there's any proof that power sharing works on a presidential level. He points to the 36th Vice President of the United States, Richard Nixon. He was Eisenhower's VP.
It was a genuine balance of talents, experiences, weaknesses.
Since Nixon, Smith says we've had a few of what he calls deputy presidents, Walter Mondale, Dick Cheney, and Al Gore. But he says choosing a vice presidential running mate is less about co-running a country and more about co-running a campaign, where the return on investment is getting elected. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.